This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. In a series of interviews, we are once again joined by Dr. Milan Riobay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine, located in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. On this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Riobay will be covering how functional medicine provides answers that your blood work never will. Dr. Riobay, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here again.
And you are most welcome, and thanks for your time once again. So for starters, and for the benefit of our listeners, get into what is functional medicine.
Functional medicine is a holistic system of medicine, as is Chinese medicine, but they're very, very different. So in other words, both functional medicine and Chinese medicine seek the underlying causes of symptoms and conditions to treat them effectively. Functional medicine is also very similar to our conventional medical system here in the United States in that it uses a significant number of medical tests to find these causes. So functional medicine is kind of a bridge between Chinese medicine and our conventional medicine because it kind of has its feet in both worlds in a certain way. Chinese medicine requires no testing to find the underlying causes, whereas functional medicine can take us down a bit of a rabbit hole by doing a lot of testing trying to determine the causes. Chinese medicine sets us on a path where we already know the causes even before we've done any testing. So they're very, very different in that sense. Chinese medicine will give you the answers without testing that you can immediately apply. Functional medicine doesn't have answers until it's done the testing. So functional medicine tends to treat symptoms or tends to look at symptoms by doing testing to find their causes, whereas Chinese medicine uses their Chinese medical theory and what's called the four examinations to determine those causes with no testing. Chinese medicine is also energy-based, whereas functional medicine is not. So functional medicine is more similar to our conventional medical system in that, again, it's very medical test-driven, and that's a very common thread with our conventional system. The type of testing, however, that's done in functional medicine is drastically different than the type of testing that's done in our conventional medical system. So an advantage of functional medicine is that it provides cutting-edge cellular-based testing as opposed to blood work. So cellular-based testing gives us a window into the body's cells, which is where our bodies actually function from. So the body's cells are the basic units of function in the body. So what that means is that everything that's made in your body for its function is made in the cells, and the cells are the units that actually use those things to provide your body with its function. So for your heart to beat, the cells inside the heart do all the work. Your bloodstream carries the nutrients and the oxygen to those cells so that they have their tools available to do their work. So cellular-based testing gives us a window into the body's cells, which is critically important. Conventional medicine does not yet believe in cellular-based testing, so it continues to use blood work, which doesn't really tell us what we need to know when we're looking at trying to treat underlying causes and conditions from a root cause perspective. So blood work only reveals diseases or serious conditions once they've been present for a long time, whereas cellular-based testing will be abnormal years before your blood work shows any abnormalities. And this is the main advantage of functional medicine. This provides a path to prevention. So at the Riobay Institute, we evaluate all our patients using Chinese medicine, which then guides which cutting-edge testing we'll do from our functional medicine, you know, menu, if you will. So we look for the testing that would be most beneficial to drill into the Chinese diagnosis that we have. So each patient gets a unique set of diet recommendations, lifestyle recommendations based on Chinese medical theory, and this is complemented with the cutting-edge cellular-based testing that was not available when TCM was devised 3,500 years ago, but which is now available with functional medicine. So we fuse these two systems at the Ryobei Institute, which provides, you know, a path to prevention. I discussed this again pretty extensively in my books, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer.
Now, taking this a little further, how is functional medicine used within the Ryobei method?
At the Ryobei Institute, we use functional medicine to complement our Chinese diagnosis. So TCM, or Chinese medicine, is the heart and soul of the Ryobei method. So, for example, fatigue is the most common symptom that most of my new patients have. Fatigue has several patterns of disharmony in Chinese medicine. So, in other words, they have several different underlying causes. We determine these patterns of underlying causes or disharmony with a specific examination according to TCM theory. So fatigue may be due to a specific pattern of disharmony called spleen qi deficiency, according to Chinese medicine. The spleen in TCM is extremely different than what we think of when we say spleen in conventional medicine. So in conventional medicine, the spleen is this tiny little organ that's tucked under your stomach, and we generally believe that it's unimportant. In TCM, however, there's a mantra that the spleen is king. And the TCM spleen is actually an energy system, not a physical thing. So the closest thing we describe as TCM spleen in our conventional medical model is our gastrointestinal tract, our pancreas, and our actual spleen. It's an energy field with huge metabolic functions, according to Chinese medicine theory. We're just scratching the surface to see what the Chinese were telling us in their textbooks a couple thousand years ago when we look into the gastrointestinal tract today. So today, we now have determined that our gastrointestinal tract is perhaps the largest ecosystem on planet Earth. It's a huge metabolic system. We grossly underappreciated in conventional medicine what our GI tracts do until just recently. Chinese medicine, however, you can go back to textbooks that are thousands of years old that actually describe the function of the spleen in Chinese medicine, which is the closest to our gastrointestinal tracts today. What we use this information for is when we go into functional medicine, there's a huge array of tests that we can do to drill into the cells of the body. The gastrointestinal tract is one of those systems. So when we determine that someone has a spleen issue in Chinese medicine, which means they have a gastrointestinal or pancreatic issue, we can do very specific cellular-based testing to look at the gastrointestinal tract much, much more closely than we can in conventional medicine. So in functional medicine, we can look at the battery of normal bacteria that we've discovered actually live in our gastrointestinal tracts and actually keep us alive. So we can't live without these bacteria. There's about 100 trillion of them in our gastrointestinal tracts and on our mucosal surfaces throughout our bodies that perform critical body functions for us. In conventional medicine, we don't have any means to diagnose these bacteria, to look at these bacteria. However, in functional medicine, we do. So we can do a stool analysis in functional medicine and look at the balance of these bacteria and to see which ones are missing, which ones are present, which ones are overgrown or undergrown. We can see if there are infections in the gastrointestinal tract that are very difficult to find with our conventional medical systems. We can see if the lining in your gut leaks, which causes toxins to just flow right into the body using functional medicine. These things are very difficult to diagnose with our conventional medical model. So in our conventional medical model, we might do what's called an endoscopy or we might do what's called a colonoscopy, where we're looking inside with a camera looking for physical abnormalities to biopsy or remove. When you can see inside the cells, you can see things before they develop into masses and physical abnormalities, and you can treat them much sooner, years sooner. So that way you're preventing diseases from occurring. So you can prevent, many different types of cancer, not just gastrointestinal cancers with this approach, because what you're doing is you're restoring cellular function. So if you know that the bacteria are out of balance, you can prescribe specific supplements that will help balance them. Or if you see an infection, you can treat it more effectively with natural methods. If you see that the gut leaks, there are supplements that you can use that will help, seal the gut and repair the gut and help it to function better. So this is what's critical about functional medicine, is that it allows us to drill inside of the cells and to see things that we can't see with our conventional diagnostic methods. And we can see these things decades sometimes before our conventional medical methods will reveal them. So when we go back to spleen qi deficiency, which is a very common cause of fatigue, we want to look inside someone's gut when we see that. We want to drill into their guts and see what's going on. So oftentimes we'll find that they have malabsorption and they actually have nutrient deficiencies. And then we can determine specifically which nutrients they're deficient in and correct the malabsorption so that they're better absorbing their food, their vitamins, minerals, the proteins and the fats that they eat every day so that we can correct their underlying conditions. So spleen qi deficiency can also be seen as low metabolism because the spleen in Chinese medicine is a huge metabolic system, and so is our gastrointestinal tract now that we've done further study. So we can treat low metabolism by drilling in with functional medicine. We simply can't do that with our conventional medical models. So that's how we use it at the Ryobei Institute, is we allow Chinese medicine to guide what testing we want to do. If someone were to come in with fatigue to the conventional doctor's office, we would do some blood work and we would try and see if they have a particular disease. So we would be looking perhaps for anemia. We would be looking for a thyroid disease. Oftentimes we don't find these things with blood work. However, if we use Chinese medicine, there's always a cause of that fatigue because Chinese medicine believes very strongly that no symptom will be manifested without a cause. So they believe very firmly in cause and effect. So if there's a symptom, there must be a cause, and Chinese medicine helps us to see that cause. And then functional medicine helps us to drill into that cause from a cellular-based perspective to get more detail into that cause so we can more successfully treat it.
Dr. Ryobei, why is blood work so often normal despite significant symptoms that we are incurring or that we have?
Well, in my books, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer, I describe what I call self-correcting forces. These are forces in the body that help the body survive and heal. So, for example, when we cut our skin, it will heal automatically without us having to think about it. Our hearts will beat, day after day, decade after decade, without any thought involved. If we had to think about our hearts to make it beat, we would not live very long. So the body is very, very self-correcting. The body has very specific, paths and chemical reactions that it performs to correct itself all the time and to make sure that it's functioning at its most efficient. So when we endure chronic stress for too long, the body starts to run short on precious resources as its self-correcting forces begin to kick in to assure survival and keep the peace. So what we see is that the body starts to actually shunt blood flow away from non-essential cells to take them to essential cells like the heart and lung cells. It uses the bloodstream to do this because that's the function of the bloodstream. So the bloodstream carries things to and from cells, so it's a glorified transportation highway for the cells of the body. So, the bloodstream will carry blood and oxygen. The blood will contain vitamins, minerals, amino acids, which make up proteins, fatty acids, which make up fats. That'll all be carried in the bloodstream to and from cells as they need them. So our heart and lungs are very, very important to the body because if they stop functioning, we die. So the body has protective mechanisms in place to make absolutely certain that that blood flow will get to the heart and lungs, to the best of its ability. What happens when we begin to run low on resources as chronic stress begins to set in over years is the body begins to run out of resources. Chronic stress is kind of like you trying to go to work every morning, but there are constantly roadblocks and construction and accidents and, congestion. And you may work a mile away from your home, but if you have to drive 10 miles out of your way every day due to these, constant obstructions to your path, A, you're going to take longer to get to work. B, you're going to go through more gas, in your car. C, you're going to need more oil changes. And D, your tires are going to wear out a lot faster. It's no different in the body. So when the body is enduring chronic stress all the time, it's having to do many, many more chemical reactions and having to find alternate pathways than it normally would. And that comes at a cost. That costs vitamins, minerals, you know, hormones, proteins, and fats. The body, thankfully, is much smarter than our car. So we could continue to drive 10 miles out of our way to get to work every morning. And if we didn't go, you know, to the gas station more frequently, if we didn't change our tires more frequently, and if we didn't get, you know, our oil changes more frequently, our engine would just blow and we'd be stranded there. The body is much more sophisticated. So what it does is it looks for those resources elsewhere. So if it's not getting enough from your diet, you know, and it's not getting enough rest from your sleep and things like that, it will actually begin to shunt blood flow away from places that it doesn't consider to be important. For example, your muscles, your bones, hair follicles, skin, ovaries, these are not critical for survival. So, you know, you don't need your limbs to live. You don't need hair to live. You know, you can have dry skin and be alive. You can be infertile and still be alive. So the body knows this. It knows, however, that you can't not have a heartbeat and you can't not breathe. So it puts things in priority when it doesn't have enough. And so we begin to see that hair follicles don't get their fair share of resources and people's hair begins to thin and maybe fall out. We begin to see that skin dries. We begin to see that people experience aches and pains and maybe get arthritis and, you know, they begin to lose muscle mass and that actually causes weight gain. So then they get tired as well because the body doesn't have the resources to fuel itself. And so it begins to set its metabolism lower and lower. And the body, I call this self-correcting forces. The body does this for our survival to assure that the heart and the lungs get all the blood that they need. And it knows that other systems are just not as important and it will take resources away from those systems. The other thing is your muscles are a great source of protein and energy for the body when it doesn't have enough. So it breaks your muscles down and sends those resources to the heart and the lungs. It breaks your bones down because it knows that they are a great source of minerals. So people begin to get osteoporosis as they age because the body's not getting enough minerals from their diet. They begin to get weight gain and fatigue as they age because the body uses that protein that it finds in your muscles, and we begin to slowly lose our muscle mass over time. So we have to correct the need for the body to do this by finding the underlying causes. And so what happens is when you look at blood work, the bloodstream is very protected because now your body is making sure that the bloodstream has all the blood and oxygen in it that the heart and lungs need. And so when you go and you stick a needle in someone's arm to do blood work, you're looking at a very protected and buffered environment. You're not looking in the right place. So the blood work is usually normal. So we go, you know, we hear this all the time. You know, I went to the doctor. I didn't feel good. I was tired. I was gaining weight. You know, he or she did blood work and told me everything was fine and that I was just getting older. The problem with this is that we're looking in the wrong place. We're looking at a very protected area. So it's going to look normal for years until it simply can't look normal anymore because the body has continued to run out of resources and finally decompensates. That's why blood work is great for diagnosing diseases. When the body finally decompensates and now it can't get enough blood to the heart and you've had a heart attack, you're going to see things in the bloodstream that show you that you've just had a heart attack. There's a much, much better way. You know, blood work just doesn't give us the answers that we need. Because of these self-correcting forces and the adaptation that the body does in order to assure our survival. So this is what we understand at the Rehoba Institute. We recognize this physiological function of the body, and we don't use blood work to look for underlying causes of symptoms and conditions because it simply doesn't reveal them. So when you want to be on a path to prevention, you have to use other methods that work to see things before blood work will reveal it. So we use traditional Chinese medicine, and we use functional medicine because it looks inside the cells. When you look inside your cells for answers, especially if you're looking at cells that are not high up on the food chain, like the heart and the lung, if you were to look at the heart and lung cells, they would look great. You know, but if you look at the hair follicle cells, or if you look at the immune system cells, if you look at the ovarian cells, you're going to see a completely different story in those cells because those cells are the ones not getting their fair share of resources. And those cells are actually the ones that are causing the body to feel fatigued and to gain weight in the first place. So when you do cellular-based testing for cells that are not getting their fair share of resources, you're going to find the cause of symptoms there much sooner than you'll ever find it in blood work.
And thanks for your thorough explanation on that. Today we are with Dr. Milan Riobea, board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine of the Riobea Institute of Integrative Medicine located in Stuart, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Riobea, how can we get to the root of symptoms if blood work is normal?
Chinese medicine will offer a path. Again, Chinese medicine's specialty is to find the root cause of symptoms from an energy-based perspective. Functional medicine will offer cellular-based testing, which is a more cutting-edge type of testing that wasn't available when Chinese medicine was developed thousands of years ago. When you look at these two systems of medicine, they more closely describe the causes of our symptoms than blood work. Again, the body functions from inside of its cells, so it makes sense that we want to use systems of medicine that analyze the inside of the cells as opposed to the bloodstream. All body function is performed by the body's cells, so looking inside of them is critical to find the underlying causes of symptoms. You know, again, at the Riobea Institute, we use TCM to guide this process for more precise testing. You don't want to chase symptoms around. So with functional medicine, if someone were to come in with fatigue, you know, they're feeling tired all the time, we would have to do a battery of tests to find the cause. And some of those tests may be unnecessary, and some of them may begin to unravel the cause. But with Chinese medicine, you already know the cause just from an examination. And so then you can pick your menu of testing from the functional medicine side that would more closely approximate the Chinese diagnosis. So that way you're getting from A to B in a much straighter line than if you just were treating symptoms, with testing, as we tend to do in functional medicine. So fusing the two is critically important to get to the root of these symptoms if blood work is normal. We still want to do blood work because we certainly want to diagnose diseases. We don't want anyone to have a disease that's unrecognized, because that would lead to much more aggressive, evaluation in terms of trying to find the root causes, and that would give us more of a sense of urgency, of course. So we still do blood work to diagnose diseases. Frequently, though, that blood work is normal. The majority of my patients who come in with fatigue had blood work that was normal. So getting to the root requires looking at things from an energy-based perspective, which helps us to see the patterns inside the cells, and then we can drill into those cells using functional medicine and its cutting-edge technology. You don't want to test the cells that are getting all the resources, so we don't want to go looking at heart cells and lung cells because they're not going to give us answers, because they're always going to be at the top of the food chain, until things have gone, wrong for far too long. So unless you're about to have a heart attack, you won't see anything in those systems. But you will see them in the systems that are lower on the food chain, if you will. You'll see them in immune system cells, which we can test with functional medicine. You'll see them in the gut cells, which we can test with functional medicine. You know, the gut is not as important as the heart. So you cannot eat for a few days and still survive, but you cannot live even a few seconds without a heartbeat. So the body knows this, and when it's running short on resources, it puts those self-correcting forces into play, and those are stress adaptation mechanisms that we can see. So we can flow with how the body functions better when we use functional medicine and a Chinese medicine approach. We're not countering body function. We're actually flowing with it, and we're allowing it to work more efficiently by providing it with whatever it was missing or getting out of its way, whatever was in its way. So if a symptom is caused by toxins, you want to get those toxins out of the cells, and that allows the cells to work better. If a symptom is due to deficiency in the cell, you want to provide those cells with what they're missing, and that helps those cells to function better. So that's how we get to the root of the symptoms at the Riobea Institute. And what a lot of people don't know is that although symptoms of fatigue and weight gain sound very minor, they're not minor at all, because what they indicate is that there's a metabolic problem in the body. And when we look at the cause of diseases today, especially cancer, you know, it's becoming increasingly clear that cancer is actually a metabolic disease and not a genetic disease, as is commonly thought. The genetic damage that finally happens, you know, that gives us cancer is the result of decades of pretty much what's a metabolic catastrophe in the body going on, which started with just a little bit of fatigue and a little bit of weight gain probably decades prior. So it's really important to look at fatigue and weight gain as metabolic disorders that can be easily treated because they're early warning signs. When those symptoms are treated from a root cause perspective, we're not just making the patient feel less fatigued and giving them more energy and helping them to lose weight. We're actually correcting the underlying metabolic disorders that can cause that cancer, that heart attack, or that Alzheimer dementia years later. So it's critically important to look at root causes of symptoms very early on and actually correct them from a cellular and energy-based perspective so that we correct metabolic disorders before they become actual diseases such as cancer and heart attacks and Alzheimer's dementia. And it's very doable. This isn't something that, you know, we need to forge a new path about. You know, these are systems of medicine that are very well established that have been used for millennia in the case of Chinese medicine. And functional medicine has been formally recognized as a specialty. They call it integrative medicine, but it is really functional medicine as well. So these are both accepted systems that have been practiced worldwide for many, many years that are very easily applicable here in the United States. So this is how we get to the root of symptoms when blood work is normal, and that's how we practice at the Rio Bay Institute. And I describe this in detail again in my books, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer.
Dr. Rio Bay, always great to have you. Very informative, and we really appreciate you sharing all this information with our audience here today. Where can listeners find more information on you, your practice, and how can they be in contact as well?
Well, you know, I invite everyone to visit www.milenriobaymd.com for more information and to pre-order their copies of The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer and to get more information.
Once again, Dr. Rio Bay, thanks for your time and for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Eric.
We have been speaking with Dr. Milan Rio Bay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Rio Bay Institute of Integrative Medicine, located in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. And to learn more and for contact, simply visit MilanRioBayMD.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.